Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Friday. I want to, before I forget, if I don't mention the bonus show today, on the bonus show today, it will be Professor Bloom's, what is it?
Professor Bloom's Translation Room.
Professor Bloom's Translation Room. You're going to have to listen. If you've never subscribed to the bonus show, it's really funny.
It's a great one to start on. Yeah.
You'll really, really love it. So Professor Bloom's Translation Room coming up on the bonus show. I thought I'd promote.
You know what's
that
great
right
about
away.
It? It really has. Oh, you're wearing your master's gear. Look at you.
Ooh, look at that. Fancy. Oh, wow.
Master's gear.
Ooh.
You went with white?
Well, you have to win a green one.
Yeah, I went with white. Okay. What, was there a question mark on the
end
of that?
No, darker colors usually are better for guys like us.
Well, this is not going to be worn by me very often.
Hold on, what does he mean by guys like us?
The collective we.
I understand that, but be more specific.
I like the white one because I thought it showed the logo.
What options were there?
Well, Oscar, in my carriage, yes. Very few, to be perfectly honest with you.
Is the Big and Tall gift shop on 9? Where do they have that?
Let me tell you how they do it at the Masters. Since you asked, okay. I will tell you. And what a great way to wrap up the week. A week ago, I was getting excited like a little schoolgirl,
yes.
Getting ready to hop on a plane, fly to Atlanta, and then drive to Augusta where I would see the final round of the Masters. Mm. It was a dream weekend. Even, I probably never really got into the shop, but everybody that goes to the Masters gets swag because they don't, a la Super Bowl, World Series, everything else, they don't have the cheapo gift shops.
Yeah.
Outside of the venue.
Oh, okay.
You want Masters gear, you have to get it at the venue. And it's not a massive shop, considering the fact that they're bringing 40,000 people through the gates. So they actually have the kind of Disney line. We got in before that. Still massively crowded. But what they do is they have all their shirts lined up, and they have all their little gear, and they are numbered. And then they have 50 people behind this counter, and you walk up and you ask for the number. It's so
You know what? That's how they do it at concerts
organized.
Now. They
it's
have
great.
All the T-shirts up on a wall, and you say, I'll take a number 18, and they give it to
yeah.
you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really fantastic. They do a great job with it. And they have white numbers, like 28, 38, 45, and then they have the dark green numbers.
Mm.
And the dark green numbers indicate the orca sizes, the manatee sizes.
Oh, now, is this explained, or is this something you had to be told, or how did you figure
it out? I asked for my size, which was a double XL. And then I tried on the jacket, and it was a little snug, believe it or not.
Was your clerk
XL.
A man or
Why
a woman?
Why do you think I'm on 1,600 calories? What?
Was your clerk a man or a woman?
It was, I think, a woman the first time and a man the second time. To make a long story short, you go white, 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 white number, white number, white number, yeah. white number, white number, white number, white number, white number.
Green number, ugly pattern.
Mike. White number, white number, white number, white.
Green number again.
Ugly pattern. And they had this white coat or jacket or pullover.
Yes.
And it's a little large for me, to be perfectly
Thank
honest
Thank you for
you.
Being so patient in line. I'm just going to guess, unless this is a gift, you may want to focus on some of the green numbered merchandise.
The green numbers, yeah. The green numbers, which
we have this in a tartan plaid.
Yeah, it was. So this is what
so
I got.
Double XL, a little big.
Double XL, no, not a little big at all. No.
He is such a
just
a such
just
a dick.
To know where I am right now, now you've really got you took the tongue out of my head, you dick. That's
yeah,
the way
he's
that
being
works.
Friday Oscar.
But
so happy.
But in any event, I.
Look at him. It's like I handed him a key to a
Mike,
car.
You know your family when you fat shame each other.
I know. This is true. I was fat shamed. And it didn't prevent me from eating the pimento and cheese sandwich. right after that. After getting out of there.
We have an orange pullover with a green number that if you were to unfortunately drop some pimento cheese on it, it would not show.
Excuse me. May I just have a sip of tea, please?
Of course.
Mike drinking tea from his master's mug. That looks like a great size.
That is
well,
a
hello.
Premium.
I understand you want some tea. We got some special tea for you. Yeah, I'm still into it.
Of course you are.
Great gone by, and I'm still totally into it.
Why? And why shouldn't you be?
But it was organized, and we got out of there, and then we went over to the practice team when we came back. I know I'm saying the same story I told you on Monday, but when we came back, the line was out the door and into those little turnstiles, and it was there the rest of the day. Moral of the story, get up at 5 o'clock, get on the shuttle at 6:45, get to the venue, early bird gets the shop without having to wait in line. I don't
More
think
like
I would've.
Early birdie, am I right?
Are they?
I don't think I would. The long and short of it, I wouldn't have stood in line to go to a.
Well, that's a pretty big mug. Was that a white numbered mug or a green numbered mug?
That's funny. You did it too. You did the fat shaming too.
And the fact remains, I'm still the fattest of us all. So
no, but seriously, even when you lose weight, I'm wearing this today.
Yeah.
This is going to go into my closet because I really do believe this has got your name on it. This is going to have your name on it because it's going to fit. The arms on this thing,
look
at how folded up my sleeves
are. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like an orangutan.
Kid. Like
it's,
a little kid.
Yeah, like a knuckle-dragging length.
Yeah, this is gonna be coming your way. Even when you drop some lbs, I think it'll fit you.
Well,
perfectly.
That's very nice of you. I appreciate really that. I will wear sweet. It with pride.
And Oscar,
you know, Dom DeLuise buys this jacket.
Wow,
Dom DeLuise.
That's a 10-year callback. Right there,
the late Dom DeLuise. I have been so nostalgic lately. Rob put up this. I'm falling over into his camp with the old stuff.
Oh, Mike, my camp is an ugly camp. Don't come to my camp.
You put up a Jack Benny.
Oh, for Pony.
For Pony?
Yeah, because Pony knew the character on The Simpsons that they used occasionally that goes
yes,
and I had to explain to him it was based on Frank Nelson, who has been on television forever, but his best work was on the Jack Benny Show. And I found a clip, and I put it up.
Okay, let me ask you this. Having a little... You could turn the music off.
Mike, he was a supporting actor unlike any other.
Unlike any other. Let me ask you about Jack Benny.
Okay.
The late, great Jack Benny. What was his talent? Was it just that deadpan look?
It was primarily his timing, and also the fact that he had constructed such a rigid comedic persona of being a cheap bastard
it works.
It really does.
It works. You look at this and this guy does nothing. Mm-hmm. He's not being obnoxious. He's not being loud. He's just being him.
Yeah.
And so the last thing you just see him and all this black and white TV show that Rob posted yesterday was Jack Benny in a grocery store. And by the way, you want to get an idea of prices back then.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't
it? Look at this. It was amazing nostalgia. And all his big thing is that he just plays the deadpan to camera. That's it when somebody says something obnoxious.
The other thing that he got a lot of credit for is he was the first person to allow, he was still the star, it was still the Jack Benny Show, but he allowed his supporting characters to get all the laughs. He was okay with that. He was very generous. And so a lot of time, the initial laugh would go to whoever he was doing the scene with, but then he would get an extra laugh by reacting.
What was that? Was that the Jack Benny early
that
days
was the
of television
CBS,
show?
And it was actually called, for those of you who want to split hairs, it was called the Jack Benny Program.
The Jack Benny Program.
Yeah.
Okay.
That really rolls off the tongue. Program.
All right. Enough of that. We have it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for what I like to call dream analysis.
Ooh.
Because Oscar Santana came into the studio today. By the way, we will have Oscar's take later on.
Oscar's
in the
take.
And this is one that I have not prepared with Oscar, so he's going to be totally surprised.
Top
and,
of my
we'll
head.
Have to say. Oscar
deep in my soul.
Oscar came into the studio today and said to us that he'd had a horrible dream.
A nightmare, Mike. I don't usually have nightmares.
Well, the Germans call them a Nachtmar.
You had a nightmare. Oscar's been getting a lot of calls. Oscar's had a lot of phone calls from me this week.
A lot of fun, Rob. Let me tell you.
I wonder I contributed to the...
hey, listen. Excuse me? Hello?
The horrible dreams. All right,
hello?
Stop.
This was no dream.
Tell us about your dream, Oscar.
Mike, my nightmares usually consist of... like really dumb, just stupid ass. That's like, oh my god, Shannon left me. Right? That's nothing. Right. Nothing big. No big deal.
No, that's a nightmare.
There you go. Thank you very much.
But
Shannon left. No big deal.
Last night, I've never had
yes.
that dream. Yeah. I wish I did. Just kidding. I like being alone, Mike. That being said,
yes.
Sometimes my dreams consist of me just always like traveling and just nothing ever sexual, just more adventure.
Oscar's right? dream.
Yes. Last
By the way,
night,
all of my dreams are sexual.
Yes. And they involved sex and Oscar traveling.
He's not in them, thank God.
I had a nightmare that my feet were cut off. And to the Ooh. Point where I remember, it's the type of dream where you feel like you wake up and you look down.
Check
and
your feet.
And
yeah.
No, I woke up in my dream and my feet were gone.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, so you dreamed that you were conscious.
This is a dream within a dream.
Okay.
Right, where you're like, whoa, I can't believe my feet are gone. How am I going to ride my bike?
Now, when you looked down and saw your feet were gone, had they been like chopped off?
Chopped off.
Was it bloody and messy or had they healed?
No, it was surgical. You know, I come from a medical family.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I had nubs, and I just kept I kept on really.
Oscar's nubs.
I would say shimmying, right? Because you are almost like crab soccer walking
yeah.
with my nubs around for something where I could find.
Papa, I cannot walk.
I locomote like a walrus.
Where I could find something that would support my nubs, and I found PVC piping from the work that's been done at the house.
Jesus.
Wow. Brilliant.
And I'd put it on, I put the two pieces of PVC, one initially didn't fit, but I wedged my nub in there, and I started crab soccer walking backwards around my house with the PVC nubs.
He's a do-it-yourselfer, you want to know why?
Right?
Why?
Because he is...
In the nub.
But I figured by that time you wake up.
But right. Hold on, pause for a second.
Yes.
And I know you can't always explain why a dream is the way it is, but why did the PVC pipe help?
Because I wasn't getting splinters on my nubs when I was around the floor. Oh,
so it has to do with his home again.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me just tell. This is as obvious as obvious as obvious.
Yes?
Let me tell you this, that your anxiety is your general anxiety is fueled by this money pit that you have
yes.
purchased.
Mm-hmm.
So what the home has done in your mind is wounded you.
Wounded.
It has slowed you down. It has prevented you from your trajectory, and it slowed you down. Yes. Well,
I'm saying you are on the nose. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I thought you were like telling me to steal third base.
Mike, for me, it's financial because everything's financial, right?
Crippling but, financial burden.
No, but. Like, if I'm really looking at the bigger picture, I bought the cheap. I ran into a guy yesterday and said, "You really got a steal on that house." Mm. And I said, "Yes, sir." He goes, "You've gotten appraised since then, right?" And we have, because I'm looking to get a line of credit from the bank, right?
Sure.
To do some renovations.
Sure.
And yeah, we have some serious equity in that house now, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not the overall like doom and gloom picture.
Right.
But it's
right.
more, I think, of the idea that I'm coming up on a year anniversary in this house. And Mike, I think you called it. The idea that I still can't get the floors in because not all the reno has been done
is driving me up the wall. Source of stress because it is the next to the day-to-day stress of, you know, if you don't have something outrageous, because I don't think these stresses matter. Everybody has job stress. Everybody worries about their job. Everybody worries about things going. Next to that, I would add home renovation or building a home as the most stressful thing you can go through.
Yep.
Because you're dealing with people constantly that have to show up, that have to do the job. The job has to be checked. The job has to be inspected. The money changes. All this.
Yep.
All these things are very stressful. And you seem to be doing a million and one projects at the same time.
Yes. Because mm-hmm. It's your scale, Mike. As Tony told me, my foreman.
He's your handyman.
Handyman.
I would say he's
handyman.
More of a
handyman.
Professional than just
a Tony.
Handyman. Hey, Tony!
Tony, sing for us.
Oh, Murray.
All right, I'm sorry.
Tony! Tony's he said, here with his drums.
Oscar, you don't want to redo the floors. There's going to be a bunch of sweaty dudes running through here left and right. They're going to drop something. They're going to dent your new floors. You're going to
Can I ask you a question about the floors?
Yes.
What exactly are you tearing up the... Do you have a subfloor underneath
No subfloor, Mike. We need to put one in.
So you basically have... hardwood boards over studs.
Because his house is from the Civil War.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Where they put down big, thick boards down.
Yeah.
Right? Not like the laminate or tile. The
thick boards and also,
that you put over plywood.
Yes. Yeah, and they've been sanded down so many times.
There's
that
a bounce, Mike.
That the floor actually bounces.
Because they're too thin now.
Yeah, because there's not much floor left.
And thin floors splinter.
Yes, and you don't think you have another sanding left in them.
So you're lifting up all your boards, and when you lift up one of your... Have you lifted up any?
Oh,
you've lifted up floor. What do you see underneath? Just the joist?
Did you see the end of a Poltergeist?
Yeah. All you have is Joyce, Mike, and
die down there.
Well, Joyce and dirt. Joyce.
Oh,
and
so you
dirt.
Actually see dirt.
Dirt.
Oh, man.
So you see the subfloor underneath your crawl space.
Yes.
Is what you,
dirt.
That'd be a little scary.
Oh, yeah. There are holes that I'm sure spiders walk through all day.
And I'm sure the thermal properties are great when you're, you know, just 1 foot above dirt.
Yeah, that's it. So how far along are you on that floor replacement?
There's been no traction, Mike, because that's the last thing you do when you renovate a house. The last thing.
Oh, it is.
Because when people walk through with tools, materials, anything that could be dropped on the floor, it usually gets dropped on the floor.
Let me ask you this. When you're doing this, is there a way to do it that you have to do this project in a certain way because this is a historical home?
That may be the case, but right now, you know,
I understand.
Them sideways. Come find me.
I'm guessing that Oscar pays a lot more attention to historical accuracy on the exterior where people can see it.
Tell me about your historic composite wood.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
You know, here's the thing. I live up in Maine, at least for, you know, 1 week a year, in a home that was built in 1903. I don't believe there's a subfloor under that either, but we never have an issue
with the floors. Well, because our
ancestors
were pussies, Mike. That's why. They didn't need a subfloor. They just built what they built and lived on it.
But, I mean, the whole thing of sanding it down, that must be... I mean, I'm just stunned that it's been done and done.
Well,
done,
we're talking about, 1840?
Yeah.
Over almost 200...
I think it used to be...
200 years.
I think it used to be a lot more common of a practice. I know that my grandfather did it a couple times in his house before they put carpet down. It was like... Because when, you know, the
you sand it and you refinish it.
Sand it and refinish it. I think it was a very common practice.
All right. Okay.
And Shannon, put upon Shannon, not at all.
That's right.
We still don't have a washer-dryer in the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you come home this afternoon...
She still has to go down the Potomac and wash our clothes.
Rocks. Beating them on the rocks.
Right down the street.
Yeah, it's true.
I wouldn't worry about anything. I wouldn't worry about the dream. I wouldn't worry about anything. If you come home this afternoon and Shannon is waiting for you, and she's got a saw in one hand and she offers you a foot rub, run for your life!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What do we got here? Red the Salvation Army Band?
Pop Fisher?
Who wants to know?
I'm Roy Hobbs. Your new right fielder.
My what?
It's right here.
Scotty Carson sent you here?
That's right.
Fella, you don't start playing ball at your age. You retire. Where'd he find you?
The Heber Oilers.
The Heber Oilers? I never heard of them.
They're semi-pro.
Semi-pro. Schultz, go warm up. Did you ever play organized ball in your life?
I just got back in the game.
What does that mean?
I used to play in high school.
Freddie used to play in high school. That's nice. Scotty Carson signs him up. The judge okays the deal. Ain't talked to me yet. I got that in my deal for as long as I live. They got to talk to me.
They got a contract.
I want to see it. Oh, come on, Hicko! $500 they give this guy to play with us. This ain't legal.
Is Carson your chief scout?
Yeah, so what if he
said he had the authority to sign me.
Yeah, well, he don't have.
Let me talk to you just a minute. He has, Pop. You said so yourself, if you ever found anybody decent.
I know, Red, but look at this guy. We don't need no middle-aged rookies.
Well, we sure need somebody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana,
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That man's name, yes. Roy Hobbs. And I will tell you, daddies out there, daddies around the world with little boys, if you want them to play baseball, that is required viewing. I know it's dated, and I know it's an older movie, but the fact is the movie takes place in a different time, but it's still baseball, and it's still fabulous, and I think it is the greatest baseball movie ever made.
Angels
that
in
is
the
a
outfield.
Scene.
No,
that
no,
is,
it's no, the natural, you see.
Don't stain. Do not stain my natural spiel, by the natural rave with a comment about that piece of garbage known as Oscar loves CGI when CGI was a baby.
Yeah.
When CGI
like Air Force One CGI. Yeah.
That's when they basically would catch the ball in the outfield by flying and going like this. Like freaking Peter Pan. Right? You know what I mean? Where they're like.
Exactly.
Flying across with their legs up in the back, you know, to simulate flying.
Yes, flight. God. The magic of flight. I will say this. When trying to pick a clip from The Natural, it is really hard to get out of YouTube because you want to watch them all. It is such a good film.
It's great. I watched that. That's on my list. I'd love to go back and really know. It's impossible to do
in
that. But I'd love
the,
to.
No.
In the.
In the now.
I would love to go back.
In the now.
I would love to go back and realize how many hours I've logged with any particular movie. I know Shawshank Redemption would be one that I spent a lot of time with. The Natural may be the all-time leader.
Yeah.
Because I will watch the entire movie many, many times during the course of a year because I love it so, so much. I think it's a perfect baseball movie and incredible actors in that. Wilford Brimley, the old guy, the old assistant manager.
Is it Richard Farnsworth?
Was it Richard Farnsworth?
I think
he was fantastic.
So, yeah.
He was the sheriff in Misery, too. Mm-hmm. A great actor. And and then Robert Redford being Robert Redford, which is what Robert Redford was for most of his career. He was always Robert Redford.
Yep.
And he's the Robert Redfordiest when you see The Natural. Dads, if you got small guys, little guys, and you like baseball, watch a baseball movie. And when he's throwing the ball with his dad at
oh
the
my
end,
God, I know.
Oh, my God, right here, right here in the ticker, okay?
It hits you in the feels.
Anyway, let me start
honorable
the show.
Mention Rookie of the Year.
And Air Bud. Yeah. Don't forget Air Bud.
Air Bud was a basketball movie, wasn't it? Yeah.
Stop pooping on my movie. Live from the Pfeiffer studio, Professor Bloom. That may have to be his new nickname. Live from the Pfeiffer. He may have graduated from Pony yesterday. Live from the Pfeiffer studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us, but not today.
We're not very busy. Please.
But thank you. It's MikeO'MaraShow.com online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vista Print.
Ah.
Vista Print.
Oscar's print.
Yeah. All of Oscar's print. All Fridays are all about Oscar, aren't they?
Yeah.
They really are.
Well, he comes in with Fridays. A zesty energy.
I like Friday energy. Hey, here's the deal for Vista Print, and thanks for sending Rob your cards. 500 business cards, $9.99. That's all it's going to cost you. That's right, 500 business cards. You're going to an event this weekend. You need to hand out cards to people, even if it's for a personal reason.
Yes.
Or you've got a business that you're trying to promote. Go old school. You're going to happy hour. It's Friday. The weekend is here. There's no better day to have those business cards in your pocket than on Friday. Get your business cards, $9.99, when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10, and Rob's got another one for us right now because Rob Spiewak is
in the know.
I'll tell you who's in the know is Dave Wurzel, who got his cards from Vistaprint. This is a beautiful card. What he does is custom-built hardwood cutting boards for your own kitchen. So he actually makes the board to fit your space. It's hardwoodkitchenthings.com. But he uses his logo and a wood print background. Look at this. It looks like it's been burned into the card.
Let me see that.
It is really
cool.
Can
you hold that up to the
camera.
My monitor? I know you're showing it. And then get it right back for everybody to see there. Let's see what's
ooh.
Happening here.
Hard wood.
A little further back.
Back, 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 back.
Okay, handcrafted hardwood kitchen things. Hey, send me a hardwood kitchen thing.
Yeah.
I'd love that, Dave. Just remember to use the code TMOS.
But make
at
sure it's hardwood.
Use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great, they're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com and use TMOS. Order today. And Dave Wurzel, thank you very, very much.
It's a beautiful
much.
Card.
Love to get a wooden thing and
yeah.
in the shape that Oscar said. Welcome to the
You could
Mike
use
O'Mara
it for
show.
Chopping up vegetables or anything.
That's right, everybody.
Hell morning this morning. Hockey
oh, no.
morning.
How come?
Hockey morning. Hockey morning.
Oh,
because
you blew off hockey last Wednesday, right?
Wednesday, Mrs. O'Mara was under the weather, and Mr. O'Mara did not feel like, the second day after getting back from the fabulous weekend to drag the little guy out. So it was off today, and today I was like, Daddy, my toe hurts. Daddy, my toe hurts. Daddy, my toe hurts.
Millennial.
And you know, you think right away. You think that. You know, he's fudging it, and, you know, he's protesting so much that I take his skate back off, take his sock off, and there's his little big toenail that's been, cut quick, and either he pulled it, and it's a little irritated, and he was being legit. He's a tough guy. He's a good little guy.
Right.
I love my little guy. And then he toughed it out, and he got back on the ice, and that's why, after the show today, we're going to see the Easter Bunny ride on a train at the local park.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
That'll be
absolutely good.
Mike, have you ever counted his toes after he said, you're fine? That's what my mom and dad used to do to me.
You got five of them. You got five of them. Get back on. Hey, this came into my head right now. You know, are you guys familiar with the Oscar? You've got little ones that are down there in Florida. The Oscar, Rob, you're probably out of this. They didn't have these when Robert III. The balance bike. Are you guys familiar with the balance bike?
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
The balance bike is fabulous. I got to give credit. A listener sent it to Michael, and he is tearing around on that. Carla, who sent Michael the balance bike?
It's essentially the days of the days of training wheels are over because
Here she comes. Here she raises it.
Dirk
Vastrick.
Oh yeah,
might get a balance bike.
The surrogate.
Dirk. He is. Well, he's going to marry her when I die.
Yes.
You don't think he knows that?
May 18th on the slab. Mike O'Mara.
I'll be liquid by the end of May.
He also sent something called a balance coffin, which is a.
It just rolls.
Yeah, it does.
The balance bike is fantastic because this changes the way you and I and everybody learn to ride a two-wheeler because he flies along with his little legs and then he puts his legs up on the middle and balance, which is the whole thing about riding a two-wheeler.
Yeah.
So when he gets pedals, the whole balance thing has already been taken care of. And I'm not sure when you make the transition. He's three, and he's flying along on this. It's so funny to watch him on it. He loves it, and he tears around on it. And it's just great. It's a great little thing that he's got. I'm into it.
I'm shocked we didn't have this when we were younger.
Yeah.
Because it seems like such an easy concept. The bike is smaller, right?
Right. The bike is much smaller.
And you don't have to deal with the pedals because that's the hardest part when you're a kid. This is so sad. My brother taught me how to ride a bike because my parents were gone. So he's he's probably, I would say maybe 11, and I'm, at that point, 4 years, I'm seven, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was on his bike learning how to balance. So I'm on a teenager's BMX at this point, right?
Oh, that's where were mom and dad? Where was mama?
She was slaying the dragon, man. They're just working.
Working at the salon?
They're just working.
Hey, remember we found out what slaying the dragon means.
That's right.
Hopefully she wasn't slaying the dragon.
I hope she wasn't.
Someone
doing
else
that.
Is. How
stretch
dare
marks.
You?
We found
how
that
dare
out.
You?
Was that the bonus show that we found?
No, that was the mailbag.
Mailbag. What a week of shows, huh?
Yeah.
Why the hell? Hey, everybody, why would you go anywhere else? All right. I was reading online I was reading online a great post from a guy that was talking about the fact that he gets actually angry now when he listens to radio DJs, like morning zoo DJs. He gets angry because he listens to this show. I'm so proud of that.
Yeah.
That's high praise. It doesn't get much better.
I'm really proud of that because I get the same way. You know, when I the ones I hate, and this is what I can't tolerate. I can't tolerate it when somebody comes on and goes, Bob has been thinking about the playlist because Bob's got a vacation.
Oh, because you're listening to Bob FM?
where they create a disembodied persona of dullness beyond reproach. That just Bob's got some great hits coming. Oh, yeah, Bob can... Boy, I want to say something.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And then don't forget also, there's every city that has a Bob. Usually there is a female skewing station that's Alice.
Alice is really happy.
Alice is casual.
Really? What happened? Do you ever really think about it? What happened?
They stopped respecting the audience.
Is that what it is?
No, it's finances, friends. That's all it is. They got cheap, and they said we can get one guy to do 30 stations. It's
but
scaling.
They walk hand in hand.
It's the homogenization of the radio business.
That wrecked it. I don't see it coming back.
That's why we've got us, Mike. We're doing our part.
It's why stations like KCJJ and 97.1 The Wave, in my opinion, are extraordinarily brave.
Yes.
And wonderfully farsighted. They actually can think about the future. And I'm still glad that this show, a piece of this show, is still on the radio. I'm very happy about that. And I more and merrier. I'd love it. If you know a little station where they might be independently programmed and you want to get the Mike O'Mara show on there, call your program director.
Get on
Let
it.
Them
Tell them.
Let them know we're out there. We're always looking for getting a radio station. It's not our business model. I'd be very honest with you. We like radio stations because they serve as billboards for our podcast.
Yep.
That's what it is. That's what it ultimately really is. But it's fun to be on the radio. And a post like that, it kind of makes you say, yeah, I wish it was there too. Because I don't listen anymore. I'm in radio and I used to listen to everybody on the radio. I used to listen to Howard. You used to listen to the Grease Man. Used to listen to the newbies that would be coming in the afternoon guys. And even the DJs when they were playing records
allowed to be DJs anymore.
No, they can't talk about something they want to talk about.
Music is the star.
You know, you get a rare example of a guy that's doing
that. I was told that.
And the music. Do you have a quote for me?
Oh, yes,
do you have an attribution for that
I
one,
do.
Please?
I remember.
Do you attribute that one?
It was Chad and I and I'll tell you the program director when I'm done.
Had to be Baltimore.
No, D.C. No.
Really?
We had just formed our little show, right?
Right.
And we were doing midnight. It was midnight Sunday into 1 a.m. Monday morning. That was our big slot. 1 hour.
Good show.
Right? 1 hour.
Wow.
Right after Love Line.
I never had to suffer through that one.
Right after Love Line. And I remember we were getting air checked. At this point, WHFS was in transition as a rock station to another program director. And Jay Stevens was programming our station as well.
Isn't he the dude that had the license plate, Rob?
Yeah, I believe so.
Like one share or something like that?
No,
ten share.
It was his ten share license plate.
Look,
he got it once.
Genuinely a really nice guy, and throughout my career was always supportive, but we had never had a back and forth because he was a hip-hop station of an actual air check. And I'm sitting there in his office, and we're kids. We're 23 and 24, and he's air checking our one-hour show, and he says, guys, music is the star. And as soon as so you want us to talk less is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that Don and I were popular, but if a program director had said music is the star, we would have said, we would have quoted our president. We would have looked at the program director. Oh, thank you. You're fired. Thank you. That's it.
We never had that sway.
It was Mike. A good run.
Interview once at B101. Five, I guess it's in Fredericksburg, WBQB. Oh. And the guy actually said, well, we like to sound like we're having a good time without actually talking. I said, what?
There you go. There it is. Radio. We'll take a break, come back. Went to a weird movie yesterday. And went to a movie that you're not going to be able to see because I think it's going out of theaters really soon. It was hard to find, but it was weird.
Oh.
And, look up online, boys, so you can talk with me about it. Get Out. That was the name of the movie.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah, Oscar saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We can talk about it. We'll take a break and come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
The weekend is here, and that means it's another episode of Rob Radio on 97.1 The Wave, your beat station. This week, we remember Jay Giles, the Beatles meet Elvis. We have a little fun with music regarding the stereophonic Rolling Stones, a hidden Easter egg, and
the Statler Brothers. All you got to do is check it out. 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City or 971thewave.com worldwide. Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Rob Radio, the world has come to this.
Rob Spiewak!
You know, you're taking the jive out of your presentation there, and it sounds so much better. And
thank
it
you.
It gets better and better. More of that. More in that direction.
Okay.
More real Rob. That's okay. Really, that's perfect. That works. I hate to give you like an air check on the air, but that's really, that's, I mean, it's better. It's better than the, you miss a little, you miss a lot. I swear to God, you're getting better at it every week.
Oh, you're nice. Thank you.
Pony, I'm being serious.
I know.
And
I love that,
you're chuckling
though.
At him, but it's so true. Do you agree that it's like if he just is more real Rob, like he is on this show.
Yeah, be you.
On his DJ show, it sounds so much. Rob
be
is
you. Yes.
Thank you.
What does that sound?
Oscar clearing his throat.
I wanted to say that clearly.
Yeah, Rob, an air
details
check
on
his
your 97.1 The Wave show. You're on tomorrow morning, correct?
7 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Saturday morning. If you're in the Delmarva area, they cover the whole area at 97.1.
You know, that's Delmarva. 7 to 10 a.m. I got it. That's prime mom and dad time, and you're getting out, you're getting about, you're taking
mom
your kids
and
to
dad
games.
Station.
You're heading out there, you're going to Costco. Okay. You. What is wrong?
I'm working on my announcer voice.
Yeah. I'm trying to.
Working.
Sorry.
Welcome back.
But also, you got to check out, they've got a great app, so you can listen in the car no matter where you are around the world.
7 to 10 tomorrow, Rob.
Yes, please check it out.
By the way, we are on the Wave Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock every single night,
yes.
Right? That's it.
Right.
Is that the time, or is it 7 o'clock?
It's 7.
7 o'clock. 7 to 9, right?
Yes.
Evening.
7 to 9
Mike.
On the
evening
Wave.
Drive.
97.1 the Wave, your beach station. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Trying to find and hire qualified employees for your business is one of the hardest aspects of running a company. You know that. If you've done it before, it can be a real slog. It can be horrible. It can be something you'd rather do anything than deal with that. It seems almost impossible, but ZipRecruiter makes it so easy. This is the technology you need. One single click lets ZipRecruiter.com post your job opening to over 200 job sites. They even post to all social media, any industry, any city, nationwide. ZipRecruiter.com gets the word out, and you would be amazed how quickly you do. I don't care how big your operation is. If you have three employees, or you have a person that is a partner that you're working with, somebody that you want to get in there, get the word out with ZipRecruiter, and you'll be screening candidates in minutes, not hours, minutes. You'll get companies individuals that will be there for your company.
Yep.
They'll come in on the ZipRecruiter interface. It's fantastic. Right now, our listeners can post on ZipRecruiter absolutely free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and find your perfect hire. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. Yes, it was off to the movies.
How did you talk Carla into it? She hates the movies.
She picked the movie.
Oh. Ooh.
And I checked out the movie, and I agreed. And that happens more. She's more into the movies than she has been. And with this, it's hard. It's a terrible time of year to find a movie. I took my kid to that debacle that was Beauty and the Beast, and that was like having needles put into my eyes. I didn't like that at all. But this was a quirky, weird movie that I wanted to go see. And Oscar, you saw this?
I saw this opening weekend. It had such hype behind it, especially online, that I didn't want it to be spoiled, and I hadn't been to a thriller in some time, right?
It was so completely different from what I had anticipated.
What did you think it was going to be?
Oh, I had really not a lot of expectations.
Or did you go to like a dollar theater? Is it even in theaters up here anymore? I don't even know.
It's still in the theaters. We caught it at a Regal right then, but we had to go to like our third Regal around the area to find it, and it is it's Get Out, and is that Brian Williams' daughter?
Allison Williams, yes.
Is that Allison Williams?
So she's always a dirty birdie in everything she plays.
She is.
And she plays that role very well.
She does.
She doesn't go girls dirty, does she?
Oh, she goes... She goes dirty to an extent where you're like, this is the same character from Girls.
Okay, so she's got one trick. Either that or Peter Pan.
Oh, that was a disaster. I will tell you, I would give it 5 stars.
Five out of five?
I thought it was, 4.5.
Okay, because 5 out of 5 is the perfect movie.
The credibility, there is a credibility issue, but for complete originality of topic.
Thank you. I agree as well. I wasn't expecting any of that when I walked in.
And it's the guy from Key and Peele, right?
Yes.
That wrote, and he stars in it as well?
It's funny because, actually, Dotson has a little more context here.
Well, I go to the movies every week.
Yeah, we
and
know
I
that.
Saw,
move along.
Please. I saw Get Out. It's Jordan Peele from Key and Peele.
I'm a young, good-looking guy, and I go to the movies a lot, so I'd like to weigh in.
Jordan Peele wrote and directed the movie, and this is the first of, I believe, three horror movies that he
but
wants
Jordan
to make.
But Jordan Peele is not in the movie.
No.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, the lead is Daniel Kaluuya.
Yes.
Now, and he's I think, a newcomer. I haven't seen Daniel Kaluuya. I didn't know this was a comedian that actually put this together.
Well, I guess that's why Rob would bring it up. I'm happy he brought it up, because if you think about creators and creatives out there, usually it's these like M. Night Shyamalans that like they get all the credit for being so scary, avant-garde, and original.
Yeah, right.
This guy, who's basically a comedian, writes this thriller, and it kills at the box office, right?
By the way, when I watched this movie, Oscar, towards the end, my mind went in this direction. When you watch a thriller, and I always liked the concept of the isolated house. It's one of the most, to me,
it's great
terrifying
because
scenarios
it's real.
That you can have.
It is
because
so
it's real,
real,
and it still exists. Yeah. And what was the one where the people came to the house in masks and knocked on the door and killed all the people that were in the house? And
the Strangers.
Was it The Strangers?
The Strangers with Liv
and
Tyler.
It's like, why are you doing this? Because you were home. I mean, that was just, that was incredible.
Scary as well.
I had a thought, man, oh man, I thought the Florida Everglades. For those of you that have never been down to this portion of the state of Florida, the tippy tip, where you're down near the Everglades, you get, I would say, 8-9 miles out of the coastal areas, the areas there, and you are in the middle of some of the thickest jungle tropical environment, and every 3 or 4 miles or so, you will see a home. A random home. And when you get out there, you say to yourself, my God, every single time we say it, we say, man, somebody lives back there. That is an isolated
I look at my gas tank
there.
Every time I'm in that situation.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
And my throat.
How's your throat today?
God.
I lose my feet.
I lose my throat.
So this is, I give it a 4.5. I think it's good. Tremendous cutting edge racial content.
I remember reading about that. This movie had a lot of sizzle right when it opened because the critics went crazy about it.
Yes.
And they had a lot of different factors. And one of the things they said is it really does push it. It pushes the racial line, but also it is a great film.
This is the way I will explain it, and if you are really worried about anything that is even a trace of a spoiler, turn me down right now, because the fact is I'm going to give you
Mike,
this.
If they haven't seen it by now, shame on them.
Yeah,
that's right.
First of all, it's not going to be in theaters much longer anyway, but here's the thing I love about this movie. This is what I will say about this film. What comes across as lacking in total credibility and completely jive at the beginning makes total sense at the end. That's the way I will explain
and that
it. Makes
is,
total sense. At
that
the end.
Is the mark of amazing storytelling.
Yeah,
when you
it was
can
good.
Draw it all together at the end.
Did you feel, I guess the context of you watching it with your friends, did you have any black people in your theater?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, we did. In fact, first of all, there were so few people in the theater. There were probably, I want to say, maybe four couples.
And the reason.
Maybe four couples in the theater. And there was one interracial couple in the theater, which I thought was very cool.
The reason why I ask is that movie was so packed in the city here that Shane and I had to sit separately. And then I had a separate conversation with our friend Dominique, who actually talked about this on his sports show, that he went with his wife, and then they had a friend. I think she was white with them. So three of them went, right? And they went to go watch, and he felt bad for his friend. And consequently, my girlfriend was sitting next to a black couple. Mm. And for some reason, when we were done, she's like, I didn't know if I could laugh at certain jokes. And then Dominic, who's black, by the way, says, well, I felt bad for everybody because you can laugh at all these jokes, but you think they're all funny.
He goes, there's a humorous content in that. Maybe because I didn't feel any pressure like that in a crowded theater. Maybe that really does speak to my real attitude towards race in America.
I laughed at everything, Mike.
I laughed at everything, and I didn't think twice
about
it, and I thought it was spectacular. But if you're somebody who's maybe, on the border with your racial identity as far as being a white devil, you might have a right. Am I right, Oscar? Would I be accurate in saying you might have a problem with this?
Well,
then
that's, and I don't think it's, look, I don't think it's racism. I don't think it's your identity. I really believe that we are now in a culture for better or worse, I think for better, that you are socially conscious enough to know it's not just okay to laugh at anything. And some of these jokes within this movie really, you know, they are meant in certain ways. They are fun. They are not fun. But if you're there and you're in that circumstance, and I'll tell you that, maybe it's lucky.
Because I
have never sat there and I didn't think twice. I had a nice fun ride. Mm-hmm. I walked out and then
I never even processed it.
I talked to my girl about it. And then Dominique talked to me about it. He had the same type of situation, but he was on the other side where he's like, you can laugh at these jokes. No need to be uptight. It's interesting that you have that thought process, though.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Shannon is so racially insensitive. Yeah. Where she's always been. Lighten up. Really. Yeah. Okay. Shannon, stop fighting the Civil War, okay?
And my own message to Shannon. My message to Shannon. See you at the meeting.
So check it out. It's a great movie. You got about an hour to see it in the theaters.
Mike, doesn't it fly by?
It absolutely flies by. Great acting.
Did Carla like it?
She loved it.
That's
awesome.
And she
hasn't let me forget. She picked it. She always did.
Picked this movie.
She did my, and I was arguing with her about it. I said, I mean, so many black people in that movie, Carl. That's not true. You will take a break and come back with more
How
fun
dare you?
On the Mike O'Mara Show. New Orleans, a major United States port and the largest city and metropolitan area in the state of Louisiana. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara reminding you the tickets for our live show in November in the great city of New Orleans, Louisiana, are going fast. And as Rob Spiewak likes to say, laissez les bon temps rouler. And that means let the good times roll in Creole. So make sure you get on your horse and go to the Mike O'Mara Show website and click on the banner for our live TMOS show on November 4th at the House of Blues. Get on it, and we'll see you there. Maybe next week we can get an update, Oscar, just to let people know that there are, you know, very, very few tickets left for that.
Oh, I can tell you right now.
Oh,
16.
Really?
16.
Oh, what? My God, we're in the teens?
Teens.
There are crawling. We are just crawling to the finish line like we always do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe. Well, you know, with the tax. The thing is, if you're waiting, I don't like to do this to people because if you're waiting for the tax man thing to be done.
Mike, no. Look, if you've been waiting, get on it. It's not even about the tax man.
16. Okay, here we go. The last ticket sold. The last person to buy a ticket to the Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans will get a praline. Thank you. Welcome back to the. Yes, generous.
Hey, I might buy Mike it.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Harry's. The following story is true. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of its customers. That is the truth.
Truth.
Jeff and Andy, these are the guys that started Harry's. They were fed up with that. They wanted to fix it. They knew there was only one way to ensure quality. So what they did, they bought their own blade factory. This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
They take less profit. They sell directly to you over the internet. They offer their blades, Harry's does, at half the price, $2 per blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Just bought myself my little $28 Harry's package that's going to take care of my shaving
for
the next 9 months. I'm very happy
with that.
Rest
of your life.
Yes. The shave will be the best you've ever had. Well, when I got my little package, I got my shave gel and I got my blades. They have shave plans for those of you that want to do that.
Yeah.
Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their trial set for free. Just cover the $3 shipping. Give it a try. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge, a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, which is the best, and a travel blade cover. Stop messing around and get started shaving with Harry's today by claiming your free trial offer. That is a $13 value for free. Just cover shipping. That's it. To get your free trial set, including razor handle, 5-blade cartridge, and shave gel, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now.
Wow, you timed it with the end of the record.
That was perfect.
That's harrys.com/TMOS. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Gentlemen, I have an issue, and I know we didn't talk about this before the show, but briefly, just humor me. My cat condo has, the vacancy has been filled. We have.
I had it on my show prep. Oh, okay, I was going to talk about your cat condo until you got your feet cut off in your dream.
Yes. look, the little sign that read, "If you lived here, you'd be home by now." Meow. Really, really captured Winston's imagination. Said, "You know, I'll take this place." So now he's living in the cat condo. Right.
He's inside.
When you posted the picture of the cat
at night with his little, you know, reflective eyes. Yeah. Spooky stuff, eyes. And it had a little play button. You know, I clicked on that like 50 times and it wasn't a video.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I'm sorry. I just took a screenshot of the video.
Sitting there going click, click, click. I want to see the little effer run around. I want to, you know.
I'll upload a video. Can I'll you figure put a video out how to do that. Yes. I just figured throw a pickup and see what happens, right? Right.
So don't click it anymore, Mike.
That is,
could you tie a toy mouse to a string?
We're working on some sort of
tricks,
not just tricks, but a little more entertainment value,
Oscar,
for Winston.
Laser pointer.
Yes.
So great.
This is the problem.
The best.
Brilliant.
When Winston, my stray cat, who's really been put upon with his new home and his free food.
Mm-hmm. He's a scholarship winner.
Will only stay for 8 minutes at a time, Mike. It doesn't matter if he's in the house.
Hold on a second, Oscar. Yes, Mike.
I have to hit Rob to this. Rob, do you know what he just said?
What's that?
Stray cat.
Stray cat.
Okay.
You're playing this music, but he's talking about.
I'm with you.
Stray cats.
Yes.
So I just thought I'd give Rob a little stray cat heads up. Yes, go ahead, Oscar. I'm sorry.
You just sounded like Jeff Goldblum.
I mean, wouldn't that be musical accompaniment that we all need? Stray cats. Brian Setzer, everybody. Take it away.
Winston, to the minute, or really to the second, right?
Yes.
He has an internal clock that allows him to stay on campus, on premise, at the cat condo.
Premises.
On premises. For
That's the
8 minutes.
Premises of the story, Mike.
For on premise eight. Would be he's giving a dissertation.
A cat and a little lectern.
My theory is the rats in D.C. are quite tasty. That is my premise.
I love when they don't rinse the tuna can. Yes, your question?
So Winston stays on the premises. He stays around now that he's got it. So he's digging the cat house?
He's still exploring, but he's let's say he's moved in some boxes, right? He hasn't unpacked yet.
This is the worst analogy.
And he only stays for 8 minutes. Whether he's eating for 4 of those minutes or eating for a full 8 minutes or
so
just walking around the house.
He doesn't sleep in there.
He will only stay for 8 minutes. And I have the data because I see the video, right?
He even breaks out metrics on his cat visits.
The video, the longest he's ever stayed is 8 minutes and 13 seconds, but the average is a little less than 8 minutes.
We have a telegram here that reads, congratulations on that beautiful cat house. It looks better than any of the ones that I've ever built. Signed, Dennis Haw.
Have you ever dealt with a pet like this?
No, not a feral cat.
Short term.
We had a producer, John Norman.
Yes.
Who had
12
feral
cats.
Big cat.
12 cats.
And
big cat.
We always heard about those cats. Is John producing something at JFK?
No, he went to culinary school. He's a master chef now.
Now he's made,
really?
He changed careers.
He's cooking cats now.
He legit changed careers.
He really did.
Other than that, no, I mean, I see cats in the neighborhood sometime, every neighborhood I've ever lived in, but no, I've never really interacted with them at all. I don't care for them.
Is there an internal clock, do you think?
Well, I mean, all animals have some sort of clock that, you know, has them to be awake and asleep, and I think cats, especially a feral cat like that, is probably sort of a nighttime dweller. But the weird thing is that he would come for 8 minutes. The consistency is what bothers me.
You need to make the home more attractive, and you make it more attractive by food.
Yeah. But he has food.
Do you put the food inside the
house? Fancy Feast goes inside the house. And if it rains, it goes under the porch.
Is Fancy Feast,
the rooftop deck.
Is it a wet food?
No, it's a dry food.
Like a kibble.
My girl thinks it's premium.
If it rains, the he's got a house.
So yeah, the rooftop deck on the house that we built for him. Because he's got he's got a little rooftop deck on that house.
I've seen the photos, I sort of follow. Yes. I do, yeah. Has it been bolted down yet?
No, okay, doesn't need to be, I've heard.
Okay. Oh, good.
You don't need to bolt that.
No.
I always thought that was a bad idea. So you got a little awning that you put the food under,
yes,
or you leave it right out on the
on the side of the house.
Have you had any evidence of any other critters that may be
or neighbors
visiting? Neighbors, yeah, an old lady's up there. An old lady, like, with her head turned backwards. Yeah!
No other critters. We bought some calming spray and sprayed the house down for cats.
Calming spray?
Yeah, just to, like, calm him down, so hopefully he'll hang out a little longer.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Calming spray?
For cats, yes.
What is that, drug related? What is that, a narcotic?
It's probably...
It's Elvis Presley brand
cat calming
some
spray.
Sort of sedative. I don't. They sell it off the shelf. So
all of a sudden, you hear this tap at the window. Hey, I'm wondering if you can get me another bowl of Fancy Feast out here.
Hey, man, it's 8 minutes. I gotta go.
A couple of ways.
Winston has left the building.
He died on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Mike, I do have to say this. I'm getting a lot of also some private messages and some public messages.
From Winston?
No, from the cat community. That
big cat. That,
boy, you, I don't envy you there. Keep those away from moi. Thank
I
you
have
much.
To Gotta capture suck. Winston, and then I have to take him to my local shelter, get him all fixed up, and then bring him back into the wild, get his ear snipped so everybody knows that he's been taken care of. I don't mind doing that.
You know what? I'm sorry. I think you're doing what you need to do. Let the cat have some fun.
Yeah, the cat's right? obviously
Let
okay.
Let the cat have some fun. You know what they want to do? They're going to want you to Bob Barker that
yeah,
cat.
Yeah, get your cat
what
spayed
want.
And neutered.
They want to, yeah, you know what? Leave a little food. Interact with animals. You know, the whole thing. How about the crap that I got about the ducks, okay? When
right.
we threw some breadcrumbs mm-hmm. out for the ducks. The animal people just need to take a
Step
giant off. Chill pill.
Yeah.
All right? They,
keep your
really
paws off my paws.
It's not like you're going, hey, there's that effing cat outside my window. Yeah. Put something out there so he doesn't go, doesn't stay away, or that he stays away, or whatever I'm saying.
What about putting the cat clock inside Winston's house? Is that too much?
The cat clock?
I have a cat clock whose tail goes left and right.
Oh, like a
right.
Felix the cat
yeah,
clock?
The shifting
yeah.
eyes.
That's only going to piss the cat off.
I would say make something, put something in his house that's going to be attractive to him that might make him linger longer. Like, for example, I would suspend a cat toy on a string that he could bat
like a
with
mobile.
His hand.
Yeah,
but you
yeah.
have to have it so it's visible to, like through the
camera,
the window
yeah,
where
and
you
the
can
camera.
See the, because I want to see the cat.
Do you think that down. Bob Barker would have any advice for Oscar for the cat?
I think Oscar should take a trap. Trap that little kitty, take it down to the local SPCA, and snip, snip, neuter that cat. Is it a male? It is a male. It is a male.
It's a male.
It has a penis.
No. Yeah, Winston, yes.
Chop its balls off, Oscar Santana.
Mike, I almost called you Bob.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, do you think if I did have to capture him, because I've been looking at that on Amazon as well,
wait.
A trank dart
Wait.
Is dangerous because he could fall off the roof, right?
Well, and also, I don't want you shooting anything anywhere. Because
where,
the problem is...
Fancy Feast? where is my Fancy Feast?
Worst case scenario, Pull you're up out. There.
Yes.
And you got the trank gun and you get the yips and you end up shooting a neighbor. That's
like
a lawsuit.
I like you.
No, I would not. You cannot tranquilize the cat. What you need
a butterfly net.
No, they have small animal traps.
Like a snare?
No. Where it's they actually crawl into a cage and the door closes
idea.
Behind them.
Let the cat roll. Keep taking pictures of it. Put
yeah.
food out there. You're doing more than you need to.
I agree.
You know what? Now, to be honest with you, there's also the population that would say, with every bowl of Fancy Feast, it's one more rat that lives to see another day. So, you know, right? And how about that? How about the first time he gets real comfortable there and he brings you his quarry?
Yes.
He brings the dead rat up there and then you all get bubonic plague and you all die.
Yeah.
God exactly. willing.
Yeah. Wow.
But quite a year.
Quite a year. Out. I think, look, do you have any intention of trying to capture the cat?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I just want to give him a haircut. Like, he looks like he really
You don't
just
give
needs...
a cat a haircut.
Oh.
No, you
no,
don't give
a long-haired
cat,
cat is just a long-haired cat.
Yeah,
you,
but he
you
looks...
You brush it. You groom
he
it.
He looks just mangy. Mangy. Yeah.
Well, you try to catch it, and he digs one of those little, like, mangy, you know, HIV-positive claws into your forehand,
yeah.
forearm. You know what I mean?
HIV-positive, Mike?
Yeah. He got the cat AIDS.
Disease. It's the
cat
only disease.
Cat scratch fever. Yeah.
And you could give him...
Cat AIDS.
You
he
could,
got the cat hippie.
You could conceivably give him a bath, but it's going to really be tough on your tongue.
That's it. That's an old Steve Martin joke.
It is.
I was bathing my cat. Got a little hair on my tongue, but otherwise it was fantastic. Good luck with your kitty cat.
Thank you,
and, we're going to put you to work coming back. You know, I'll give you a little heads up, all right?
Oh.
Today on Oscar's Take, we
Oscar's
will have,
Take.
Let's see. We've got Butt Crack, a new pizza flavor, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx, and penises. That's all
great.
Coming up on Oscar's Take.
Oscar's
we'll be right
Take.
Back, ladies and gentlemen.
this week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play America's favorite new game show, Matthew Bloom's Translation Room, with five big ways to win big.
I'm up now, Pony. I'm up.
Yes, you are. Yours is, I only understand the train station.
I would say that is someone who is locked into a routine.
No.
Oh. Maddie, for 4 points. I'm sorry, for 8 points.
Oh, man. German, you said?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Family gourmet prunes.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, you'll get a better picture of that when you subscribe to the Bonus Show.
Good
that
stuff.
Was a very funny line from Maddie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. You're trying a little harder. It's starting to show.
Good.
We need you to keep doing it. We love Amazon. You love Amazon. The next time you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app. It changes nothing for you. You know how much it means to us. Please keep chugging. Please keep doing it. We understand that it's been an interesting beginning to the year, but we need you to step it up right now.
Please.
As the buds are bursting and spring is around the corner. Actually, it's here, okay? I don't care if there are cherry blossoms on the tree or not. Help us with Amazon. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And if you're getting ready for spring and summer, check out the amazing home and garden deals on the front page of MikeOMaraShow.com. I'll tell you something about Amazon. Anything you could get at your big, ugly, smelly, stinky, overworked, underpaid box store,
yes,
you can get on Amazon for your yard, and you don't have to hassle with shoving it into the back of your car because they'll bring it right to your front door.
And I don't like when you go in those stores and there's a bird caught in there. It pisses me off.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I know. And if they only would spray more of that bird calming
spray. Bird calming spray.
Please remember to help us out, Amazon.com. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Gentlemen.
Good morning, Oscar. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Oscar.
Good morning.
That's how I feel like today.
Good morning.
There she is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oscar, is exposed butt crack the next big thing? Here's proof that eventually everything becomes a fashion trend for a moment because allegedly plumber chic has arrived, Oscar Santana. A high fashion company called Vetements is about to start selling new jeans that have, are you ready for this, a zipper in the back. On the butt, so you can expose a little butt crack or your full butt crack if you're in the mood. Based on Vetements usual prices, the pair will probably cost as much as your rent, so you might need to figure out a more do-it-yourself method if you want to get on this hot new exposed butt crack trend, but they're actually creating these.
Gentlemen, call me old-fashioned.
Oscar, you are so old-fashioned.
I'm still into the whale tail, and that's a thong sticking out of the jeans.
Mm.
That is more...
I'm going to give him,
yes,
I'm gonna give him a little round of applause on that one. I like that.
There's nothing more erotic than seeing panties sticking out of the jeans. Now, if you...
The only thing that is slightly more erotic is hearing Oscar say panties.
Yes.
Panties.
A nice sheer thong. I wonder, what does it look like in the front? Is it... lacy or maybe something more racy?
Let me ask you this.
Another poem.
Lacy or lacy. That thong, is that gone? Is that fashion trend?
Oh, not in
now?
My house, Mike. I demand it. It's by request. I don't like your boy shorts. I know they're more comfortable, but I'm just not into that.
Now, Oscar wears a thong as well. It's required in the house.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, there's a pizza place in Hoboken, New Jersey called Tony Bologna's. I figured you'd like it just because of the name.
Tony Bologna's.
They sell a pizza that's covered in tacos.
like whole entire tacos. They say they got the idea from a place that so many of the world's best ideas have come from, stoners. The owner says two guys came in, quote, high as hell, stoned out of their minds, and asked for tacos on a pizza. He made it. They came back with friends who wanted to try it, and suddenly everyone was trying to get the taco pizza. Now they make it every Tuesday, and there's always a line out the door. So here's how they make it. They put... what O-A-X-A-C-A. Is that Oaxaca cheese? Oaxaca cheese, carne asada, and chipotle asada on a pizza crust. Bake it, then add a ton of tacos to the top and a pool of guacamole in the middle. When it's done, it weighs 30 pounds, and it costs $80 for the pizza or $10 a slice. Each slice contains three tacos, though, so you're getting a solid meal for your money. I welcome your take on this particular food stuff.
Growing up, you should know a little background, some context, that I had a lot of douchebag friends that lived in Hoboken, and they would tell everybody they lived in Manhattan. And I would remind them that they're still in New Jersey and they're still part of the Bridge and Tunnel crowd. And if you're from that area, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Okay. Now, this is a problem because of the sheer geographic nature of the establishment. As New York is known about it simply having the best pizza in the world. Mm-hmm. Why would they mess it up by meshing cultures? Sometimes it's okay for cultures to be separate. Pizza's pizza. Mexicans are Mexicans. Tacos are tacos.
He said nothing, but we have to move on.
Well, before we move on, I was just wondering if he could say the name of that food three times.
Pizza.
you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Don't mess with anything that's already taken care of.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Like New York pizza.
Oscar, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner finally filed for divorce. A source says, quote, they always planned to divorce despite what people said. They did it the way they wanted to and did what was best for their kids. So for those people that were hoping that they might get back together, they're
you were among them, Mike. You were among them.
I always liked that couple, but they are no more. They filed for divorce. What's your take on that?
Mike, general rule of thumb, when you bang the nanny behind your wife's back, yes, you can't go back. Bottom line, you just can't. And okay, as you know, it's been documented here in the program, a man is only as faithful as his options. And I think once Mr. Ben Affleck became Bruce Wayne, he wanted to get his, he got a little stank on it, on the cowl. So when you're Batman, you just can't be faithful.
See, I understand
you
what
can't.
He's saying now, Rob.
I do too, but I just, I question the terminology.
I understand.
And I would say as a general rule, the motion picture company that is producing this movie should know that their actors will fall into some sort of personal disrepair after playing Batman.
There we go. And I think next time you refer to it, you might want to call it the Stanky Cape. Okay, the Stanky Cape.
Oh, and the Stank Cape.
You're listening to Oscar's
Superhero Take. Infidelity.
Katie Holmes, Oscar, and Jamie Foxx are ready to go public with their romance after 4 years of dating. A new report claims the extremely private pair hasn't done a great job keeping their relationship under the radar, but a source close to the couple told Us Weekly that Holmes no longer wants to play the hiding game. To make it impossible to get photo evidence that they are together, they traveled in cars with tinted windows and took secret back elevators. A second insider said they had it down to a science, but now they may be going public. And right after talking about Get Out, which was an interracial couple, this is a very timely story. So what is your take on Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx?
I think it's interesting that, and we should note that Tom Cruise, who is Katie Holmes' ex, right? Mm-hmm. They have a baby, Suri, in their lives. Not so much a baby anymore. I think she's almost a teenager. The reality behind the story, Mike, is when kids are involved, things have to be delicate, right? And that Tom Cruise, and there are some interpersonal situations here where Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx were friends before the divorce, and they got to know each other. They really worked together in 2004's Collateral. So when your friends break up and you got to take their girl or guy, there's always a lot at play, especially when kids are involved.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is this: if you're going to be sneaky, sometimes you got to be a little more sneaky when you're stealing your guy's girl.
There you go. That's Oscar's Take. Now moving right along, our final
Oscar's Take.
Very good, Rob. A man was rushed to... he knows I like it. See, in a small way, I'm just as OCD as he is. A man was rushed to the hospital after he snapped his penis while having passionate sex with his wife. The 42-year-old, known only as Mr. Die, was left in agony. That's spelled D-A-I.
Oh!
Was left in agony after hearing a cracking sound while having sex on Saturday evening. Oh, my goodness. Paramedics rushed him to a hospital with symptoms of eggplant deformity. I've never heard of this one. That is a condition which makes
they
the penis
serve that,
appear...
Mike. They serve that at Tony Bologna's.
Yeah, on the Taco Bell.
Anything in Hoboken.
That's right, Hoboken.
It's a condition which makes the unit appear swollen and dark purple from bruising. That's our final item for Oscar's take. Today.
Oscar's take.
Gentlemen, you know that the purple-headed warrior is only a warrior when he can actually do what he needs to do, right? And I'll tell you sexually, and if you've got kids in the car, please, earmuffs. Look, the cowboy, reverse cowboy, the most dangerous positions around, mm-hmm. especially if you've got an agile
Jesus,
lady
I
in your life.
Don't have to edit this.
As you know, the target and target practice is everything, right? And
sure.
then accidents happen.
Yes.
And there is muscle, if you happen to be with the right woman, muscle tone in the gluteus maximus, Mike. That's the mm-hmm. butt muscle. That could definitely do some damage if the force is placed in the wrong portion of the body, if you know what I mean. There so, not from personal experience, I just know that, look, depending on the woman you're dealing with, just be careful. And for this guy, there's also a weird way of saying, oh my God, I've got such a crazy sex life, now I got to deal with this eggplant.
Yeah, that's it. But the eggplant, not worth it as far
no,
as
I don't think so.
That's Oscar's take,
Oscar's
ladies and gentlemen.
Take.
Happy Friday,
Thank
everybody.
Thank you very much. We will take a break, and when we come back, it is Rob's been out in the garden overnight getting some little sounds that are absolutely wonderful.
The sound tree is blooming.
That's beautiful. We'll do that when we come back. And like to say, based on that last story, hi to a DJ I used to work with, Terry. Terry Mysteri, just wanted to say thank you very much. I don't know if you're still married to that guy, but that's a story for a stage show, perhaps.
Yes.
We'll take a break and come back very inside. Eggplant deformity. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi there, everybody. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Alfalfa.
And on the next episode of the show, we're going to swear.
Oh, yeah, I love when we do that.
We got a whole lot of swearing to do.
We swear a lot in Jersey.
Yes, we do. And we're going to tell you all about that. Also, Gary, what's the worst movie you've ever seen?
I have a story to tell about that.
Yeah. For me, it was Pootie Tang, and I'm going to tell you all about that. Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Ah, Pootie Tang. What a movie. Anyway, welcome
Bob
back to
Costas
the Mike O'Mara
Show. Bob Costas as himself in Pootie Tang.
Pootie, yeah, so proud. The TMOS bonus packages. Have you heard of them? You have. We do it every single Friday. You want to check out today's. It's a lot of fun. It's 1 hour that makes the other 5 weekly shows possible. If you already subscribe to the bonus show, that's awesome. But we also urge you to encourage other members of TMOS Nation to take the bonus plunge. And when you do, or you have somebody that does, let me know. I love to know about it. Keep me posted. We need it. We need it. We need it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You get access to all our content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Now is the time to treat yourself or a friend by helping us out, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, April 14, 2017.
All right, little musical quiz at the front of the vault today.
Very
Who
good.
Can name this song? I'll give you a hint. It's from a movie.
Got it.
Yep.
Break into Electric Boogaloo.
No, I'm sorry. 20 down.
Let me see. Terms of Endearment.
That's right, Mike.
No, this is the theme to Coming to America, the Eddie Murphy movie.
I've known this.
And it's a movie that I really enjoy, and actually a movie I think that holds up pretty well after all the years.
Yes, turn your brain off when you go in, but really fun stuff.
You
Wipers?
Ain't met no Mr. Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther.
Doctor.
He said Dr. Martin Luther
King.
The King.
The King.
That's right.
Really, really fantastic. I mean, when Oscar mentions that part, the barbershop scene within. And didn't the barbershop, that spawned a lot of different movies, too, right?
And I believe so. And also remember that John Amos owns McDowell's.
McDowell's.
Which is just like McDonald's. But
right.
This is sort of a big story. They have actually hired the original writers from Coming to America to pen a sequel. Not a reboot, a sequel.
That would be huge.
And they don't know if Eddie Murphy is going to be a part of it, but they've got a producer attached to it. They've got a director. So in the near future, we're going to get a sequel. And again, an advancement of the story of Coming to America. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know whether I would be willing to say you need Eddie Murphy in the sequel. You could have the son or the daughter of
Eddie Murphy. You know? Exactly. And it's always, you know, any fish out of water. And that's essentially what they...
Wait a minute. You need Eddie Murphy. What am I talking about? You have to have Eddie Murphy in
that characters.
Makeup.
And what,
you
don't you want
to
see
characters?
Don't you want to see the return of Sexual Chocolate?
Oh my God! That would be so
that
great.
That voice is good.
Yeah. I take that completely back. I'm an idiot. You have to have Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't have a sequel.
So hopefully, it turns into something good because Eddie Murphy needs one in the win column lately. He's had a rough week. So here. Jimmy Kimmel did what he does best. He sent a reporter out and did a man on the street on Hollywood Boulevard, but he only talked to kids, and this reporter only asked questions about Easter. And if you think about the real reason that the Christian faith celebrates Easter and the egg and bunny thing, it's right. really weird. And this is how the kids interpreted Easter.
Can you tell me the story of Easter?
We got toys.
What kind of toys?
Lego.
Jesus rose from the dead.
What happened with Jesus on Easter?
The bad guys killed him.
He got like pinned to a cross.
Yeah, then sooner or later he died.
What did he die of?
Drugs.
He was in
drugs.
Heaven, working on his project. Then he came down to see the bunny.
What project was Jesus working on?
A computer. When Jesus came back, he gave people Easter eggs. He said, "Bunny, please don't hide the Easter eggs."
So Jesus was working
on
a project.
Can I ask a question? Yes. When they were doing that audio, was she in the bottom of a trash can when she was interviewing these kids?
I think sometimes they don't send the most tech-savvy interviewers out there.
My God in heaven. It's network television, guys.
I know.
Get it together.
But what Jesus did is he was working on a plan on the computer, and he came down and he told the bunny, don't hide those eggs.
I never make
it's all
bunny
in Leviticus,
connection.
I think.
From drugs.
He did die from drugs.
You know, does anybody make the bunny connection with what the
with
hell
Jesus?
Is
it's, it's an old pagan holiday, and it got incorporated into Easter, just like the Christmas tree got incorporated into Christmas.
Or the pizza
Professor
with the taco.
Professor Bloom. Thank you, Professor.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate
much
appreciate
hey.
Yes, pizza taco.
Yeah, pizza taco.
Or taco pizza.
Playing to type.
What Pony is going to do is Saturday night, he's going to drink an entire bottle of gin, hide his own Easter eggs. And then when he wakes up on Sunday, try to find them. Nerd alert, in Orlando, Florida, the Star Wars celebration is this week. This is the biggest Star Wars convention that they have on a yearly basis. And a couple things I want to play you. This is great. Warwick Davis, who was in Willow, but also I think played in Ewok, is doing a panel with George Lucas and Harrison Ford. And they do get a good dig in at Harrison Ford's recent trouble in his airplane.
I can't believe we managed to keep it a secret, considering you landed your plane on I-4.
But it was a good landing.
He got the part because in the end...
This is Lucas.
I asked him, I said, this is about spaceships and flying and stuff like that. I said, you know how to fly?
I said, fly, yeah. Land.
And one other thing, they did an amazing video montage tribute to Carrie Fisher, because this is the first one since she's passed away. That's worth checking out online. Really lovely. But also they brought out Carrie Fisher's daughter, Billy Lord, in the Princess Leia gown. She didn't do the hair, but she was in Leia's gown, and she did this speech, and I think this is very, very sweet.
I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Nice
trip. That is the closest that nerds will ever get to real human emotion. Which
exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You bet. They soiled a lot of stormtrooper outfits
that's
very moment. Yeah.
I mean, really, can you imagine some of the Poindexters out in that audience who are just going,
so sad.
This is really, this is a senior prank, and it was trending yesterday on YouTube. A student got his principals, there was four principals in his high school, to read passages, and he said, I'm going to videotape you. This is for a psychological experiment. And they did it, and he actually edited them together to sing Smash Mouth, All-Star, and they got it. They put it online. It went viral, and Smash Mouth actually tweeted the guy a thank you.
Nice.
But this is cool. So he did a great job with the editing.
Somebody once told me the world was going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Kids. Yep.
Hey, now we all-star. Yep. Okay. On, go, play. Hey, now we rock-star. Yep. The show on. Yep. Hey, and all that.
You can tell the ones that are weak.
Yep.
You know, because they're basically high school administrators.
Well, they're all weak. You know, I hate high school administrators. But it was a good, you know what? It's a good prank because it's funny and no one gets hurt and administrators look stupid.
Yep.
Advantage.
Did you see Kimmel? Did you see Kimmel's piece where he was talking about how bad the kids that do the promposals are?
No.
That they've got to stop doing that. That they're too self-confident.
Yes.
It's like, and he's like, it was such a great.
I agree.
It was so unique.
I agree because that one that did the one that was like La La Land was so totally not good.
Yeah,
and it was everywhere. Yeah, he wasn't.
I watched it. I said, "Oh, really? Really?"
Yeah, too much self-esteem. Yeah. Self-esteem gone wild.
That's right.
The way I look at that.
Kick him in the nuts. We'll close with this. My nightmare is to someday get on a game show and make an absolute stupid guess on something. Again, it's Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, here we go. Wheel of Fortune has the biggest.
I love Wheel.
They get the morons. And the actual puzzle was to read. I think it was the Patriots win their fifth Super Bowl. And most of the letters
were
exposed.
That's a big puzzle.
Most of the letters were exposed, and S had been guessed. So remember, they've won 5 Super Bowls, right? So this guess is not a good guess.
I'd like to solve.
Okay, go ahead.
Patriots win their 6th Super Bowl.
That is not correct. Oh. Lauren, it's your turn.
Patriots win their 5th Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's it.
So he didn't know, he thought it was a 5 instead of a 6?
Yes, or 6 instead of a 5.
You know, it occurs to me, if they win next year and we do the show in reruns next year, they say, how did Scott know that was going to happen?
The letter was written out. The letter was written out.
And
the number was written out.
He read it wrong. So anyway.
But you had I-X-T-H. Mm-hmm. Oh, instead. Oh, no. So
no,
it was
I-T-H. I-H. So it's, but
I
S,
don't know.
S had been guessed.
That's why we need a video component.
No, it's an F or an S. The guy is simply the guy just didn't know. He didn't know how many Super Bowls they won.
He just got the number
he
wrong.
He went 6th, and a little filly came in and said,
I'm
you
have to
dummy.
Scour the archives of Wheel of Fortune just to get that done.
Well, I love Wheel of Fortune. It's good because we get to see all the morons. And what's good is when they put on a special week when they have 2 people behind the podiums, it gets crowded. That's nice, too. Anyway, that's the Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Send us stuff. We'll talk about
stuff.
It.
Yeah. Cutting boards.
Dildo Butcher Blocks.
Okay. My old DJ name.
Stop it. Dildo Butcher Blocks. You were in Erie, I believe.
Yeah.
If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS. And say hi to all our friends at KCJJ in Iowa and also 97.1 The Wave, your beach station in Ocean City, Maryland. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, the professor. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for another part of the day, which happens to be your favorite, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.